Here we see a curve that gives us an impression of the cost of giving a subscriber access to the telephony network, so the cost of the subscriber loop versus the density of telephony users in a certain area, and this density is expressed in Erlang per square kilometer. Now, in very rural areas, it's very expensive to lay a twisted pair or optical fiber to each user, so cost is relatively high. Whereas in very densely populated areas with hundreds or thousands of Erlang per square kilometer, twisted pair or optical fiber may be relatively cheap. However, for cellular radio, the distance that signals have to travel from a base station to the user does not influence the cost. So you see a horizontal line for most radio technologies like cellular radio, telepoint, or even wireless office systems. And the interesting thing is where do these lines cross? Left of the point where the cost for twisted pair and cellular radio cross, we see that it's much cheaper to have a wireless radio telephone access than to lay twisted pair. But in densely populated areas, it's typically still cheaper to use the twisted pair telephony, although of course there is a lot more convenience to the user if you give him radio access, wireless access, rather than twisted pair access.